Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hey everyone, I'm Meredith Hartley from Me Squared Solutions. I'm going to answer a quick follow-up question we had to our last video about trademark scams and unsolicited fee requests. And this is when someone gets a letter in the mail after filing their trademark telling them they have to pay additional fees or something vague and bad will happen to their trademark application. And those aren't coming from official government sources most of the time. They're coming from other businesses that are using tricky language and deceptive marketing techniques to trick you into paying for services you don't really need because you think that it's an official organization. It's a government organization, and it's just not. But a lot of times people get these, and like this person just asked me, how did they get my information? Only the government has this information. So how did someone who isn't the government find out all about my name, my address, and my business, and my trademark? Well, the answer is it's really easy for people to get that information. A couple of weeks after you file your trademark application, it's entered into the public record. So anyone can go online and they can get the name of your company, exactly what it is you're trying to trademark. They can get your contact information, your mailing address. It's right there. So these companies actually have people and even computer programs that scrape all that information from these public record websites, plug it into their form letters, and mail it out. And the chances that you will not understand the letter, you will be intimidated, and you will pay them their fees. So remember, just because a letter has information that you gave the government in an application doesn't mean it's coming from the government. Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2014 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.